Back here at Clemson Football Media Days. It is a great day here at the Reeves Complex. We're talking offense with offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach Garrett Riley, and wide receivers coach Tyler Grisham. Gentlemen, welcome. Thanks for being here. How you guys doing?
Great to be back, man.
Here we go. Yeah. Here we go, baby. Here we go. It's awesome.
All right, so we're actually talking, Coach Riley, about summer, and you said it's too fast. It goes too fast. But there is an excitement to that, right? So what are you most excited about getting just two weeks away now from the start of camp as you prepare for a season?
Yeah, this is to me the worst part of the whole year is like the next 2 weeks of just the anticipation of really getting going. Get back in the office, which is awesome, and just start to get back in a routine and our meetings as coaches and staffs getting ready and all that stuff. Which is great. But like I said, in a way, it's kind of the worst part too, just because you got about 2 weeks here of just anticipation of getting going. But awesome to be back. Just been looking forward to getting back in the routine and just the grind of it, to be honest. Just jumping back in with the players and diving into this team and figuring us out and identifying who we are and who we want to be. And that's always the fun part as coaches as you go into a season, I feel like.
And Coach Grish, similar question for you. Obviously, some new faces, but a lot of continuity in that wide receiver room. How has the summer been with the process with the guys?
Yeah, man. Just some of the reviews I've heard have been incredible. You know, I mean, I said earlier the feedback I got on Antonio Williams. Right, he's a guy I had a great year last year, yeah. And one of the kind of have my guys I talk to, and you know, whether it be a receiver or another position, they're like, man, you wouldn't know Antonio had the year he had last year. Like, and so with his work ethic. His leadership, you know, the way he's performing the summer, and I hear that about the room as a whole, man, they're putting the work in, right? And so, man, I'm so pumped to have those guys, be around those guys again. We were shooting some plays together with old Milt Louder at his land, Mill yeah. Pond, man, and so had a blast doing that. Some of those guys have never held a gun before, right? And but, man, they did well, you know, and we had a blast getting back together. So, like Coach Riley said, it's just being around the guys, get back on the grass, you know, just feeling the energy, coaching them up, having some fun, you know, coaching them hard, and then, you know, celebrating them, man. It's a tough game, you know, tough profession at times, man. You got to have fun. You got to enjoy being with the guys and celebrating them when they have success. So, look forward to getting back out there with them.
Who was the best shot?
All right, it's funny. So Tristan Smith didn't hardly miss until the end. He lost it for us. At the very end, it was a competition between a couple groups of us split up. But he was unbelievable. And then Antonio hardly missed. Tyler Brown hardly missed. Sam Earl, all right, one of my walk-on guys, brother of Hampton Earl, one of our great walk-ons we had come through here. he was awesome. There were a few more, but it was a blast, man.
Who's the worst?
I'm not going to put his name out.
To get caught.
I'm just trying to crank it up to 11 right now. That's good. Go ahead. I'm asking the hard-hitting questions.
He was really upset about it. I'm not going to say his name, but it was good that he was really angry. He's like, I got to come back out here. I got to get back. I got to figure this out. He was pissed off. So yeah, man.
Well, Coach Grish, before we throw things back to Coach Riley for a few questions, I want something stuck out about Antonio to me personally. To have a guy that's as accomplished as he is, right, with NFL aspirations, 1,000 yards, freshman All-American, he's checked all the boxes. The fact that he's still putting in the work to that level. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the impact that has on a generally young wide receiver room, right, with TJ and Wesco and even Tyler Brown working his way back from injury. How does it set the tone from a work ethic perspective for the rest of the group?
Yeah, that's a great question. I was concerned losing Adam Randall to running back, right, like one of my favorite guys, a great leader for the team. Losing him, I was concerned about it. And then also, I mentioned Hampton. I mean, losing some walk-ons, too. Right. Like, that, they matter. I mean, those guys have put the work in. They've been a part of the program for a long time. They know the standard, right? They know the expectations. You lose some of those guys, that's a concern that you have. And so winter training, you know, winter conditioning, the mat drills, all that, I want to see how is that going to go. And I was really impressed with Antonio. Also, like, Tristan coming in, he's new here. Right. But he's played ball.
Yeah.
He's an older guy. And he's carrying himself like he's been, you know, he's been here his entire career. So he helps with that. But, man, TJ and Wesco both were able to watch the guys from 24 that did have some experience. They were able to watch them in the work ethic. Like, Adam practices harder than anybody, right? Antonio, he had to improve in that, and he did. Last year was incredible. So they're able to see that. And then now heading into this year, it's more of the same, and then just even greater from those younger guys, right? They've been through it. They know the expectations, and then now just build upon it. So I've been really pleased with seeing some more maturity and some more leadership from those other guys, younger guys.
Coach Riley, it may have happened. I don't remember a 12-month period where the narrative has changed more for a player than Cade Klubnik. Here, nationally, doesn't matter. How is he dealing with a very different conversation than maybe 12 ago?
I think myself and Coach Sweeney have a great ability to give a player some humble pie, you know. I would say that's probably one of our strengths. So, no, I mean, listen, he's one of his strengths is he's self-aware and he's mature and he's had expectations for a long time, you know. I mean, going back to high school days and coming up and all that. So, I mean, you know, this kid has kind of been around and exposed to some of this before. I know it's a different level, but, you know, he's self-aware. So I think this guy knows what he's focused on. He knows he wants to be great on where his feet are and all this stuff and expectations and things after the season and all that stuff will take care of itself. So I think he's, you know, I'm proud of him because I think that's what he does very well.
And Coach Riley, I want to ask you, obviously very accomplished coordinator at UBS Destinations. You coached a lot of NFL caliber talent, but there has to be some level of feeling looking at that call sheet this year like a kid in a candy shop where it's you got T.J. Moore, you got Bryant Wesco Jr., you got Antonio Williams, Tyler Brown. People forget that he was a 1,000-yard receiver, freshman All-American. Tristan Smith's got a different profile with a 6'5 big body that can go get it. You got four returning starters up front on the O-line, great versatile tight ends and running backs. Talk to me a little bit about your evaluation of the talent level on this group and how you're going to keep all those mouths fed with so many talented players.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the most important thing for us offensively and what we've been trying to build from a personnel standpoint since I've been here is we're going to be great when we can distribute the football to a lot of people.
Right.
And we don't just have one stud receiver that everybody's going to focus on and try and take away, right? Like, your running backs catching balls, your tight ends catching balls, your receivers are doing what they're supposed to do. So I think, you know, we're at a place where I feel like from a personnel standpoint, we can be more well-rounded, if that makes sense. And so obviously I'm excited about that. I think that obviously builds a lot of trust with those guys and your quarterback and kind of that relationship that they have from a throwing and catching standpoint, you know. And so I think – you know, and then their talent level, obviously, I'm excited about it, and I just think it's going to get better and better. I mean, there's a ton of room of improvement or for improvement with those guys. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunity, too. I mean, I know we've got guys coming back that have experience that are going to play and be dudes for us, but, you know, some of these rotational guys and in a couple other spots where we need some people to step up, I think there's a ton of opportunity that I'm excited to see, you know, come to fruition here as we get going.
And, Coach, two names I want to run by you that have made a lot of storylines this offseason. Adam Randall, as Coach Grish hit on with the transition from wide receiver to running back, and then Ian Shefflin, who, you know, has been a national storyline from transitioning sports. Talk to me a little bit about those two guys and how you see them fitting into a very talented offensive room that you guys have been able to cultivate.
Yeah, I was really pleased with Adam. I mean, when you make a change like that positionally, you know, that's a hard change because there's just a lot of different things that position requires from playing receiver. And so tried to throw a lot at him this spring, honestly, just to see what this guy could handle from the mental standpoint and then just the execution part of it. You know, he does a lot of things very naturally, as you probably would guess. I mean, he's a great, great athlete. And, you know, but I think from a mental standpoint and pass protection, just all the stuff that you would – probably anticipate would probably take a little bit for him to really learn. This guy did it a lot earlier than I kind of thought, you know. So I mean, I think he handled approaching it the right way. That was great for me to see. Like, I know he can do some things with the ball in his hand and hit a home run. Like, he's fast enough to do that and all those things you already knew about him, but it was kind of that other stuff that position requires that's been good to see up to this point. Now, he still obviously doesn't have it all figured out. He's got a lot of room to grow. But it'll be a huge fall camp for him, but certainly excited about what he brings to the table and the versatility that he brings that you know, that room needs and what our offense needs. So excited is crap about him. You know, and then Shefflin, I just hadn't seen him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we just can't really do much with him in the summer. We haven't been around him as coaches, but, you know, obviously he's going to be a huge target, and just figuring out kind of what he can handle, how he can really help us, and what makes sense, you know, for us and for him. So, you know, I mean, he's a huge human being for our sport.
Yeah.
And I would imagine he can probably catch the ball pretty well, just knowing the background and watch some of his high school tape just to kind of take a peek at it, just kind of know what we're dealing with a little bit. And like I said, just, yeah, kind of excited to get my hands on and really see it with my own eyes. But, you know, we'll kind of figure it out here in fall camp.
Grish, I'm curious your thoughts on Tyler Brown, because it's amazing to me to look at the similarities between Antonio's story and his, from freshman All-America to that sort of lost sophomore season. And I know this time last year you were talking about how Antonio, it really lit a fire under him. How has Tyler's response been to sort of the setbacks and the adversity of last year?
Yeah, I mean, he's his energy is phenomenal right now. He getting my eyes on him when we went shooting the other day. Like, he's thickened up a little bit up top. Like, he's really worked in the weight room. The catapult, the guys wear the catapults, and you can see kind of the player load. Like, he's hitting really, really high numbers this summer. So he's putting the work in. You know, I mean, you have, like, you know, Antonio was a freshman, and then Antonio gets hurt. Then Tyler steps in, and he produces, right? And then TB gets hurt, and then you see two freshmen step in and make plays. He kind of feels a little, maybe, I don't know, forgotten. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so, or overlooked. But Tyler Brown is a phenomenal player, you know. And so I think he wants to kind of, you know, make people back up a little bit to who he is and what he can do. And so he's really hungry, you know. But, again, like, great teammate. Like, he loves it for the guys, right? He loves it for his teammates. Phenomenal leader for us. I mean, he'll speak up and help me, right, with my leadership. I mean, it's – and so I'm really, really thankful for him and excited to see how he's able to respond and rebound and get out and, you know, do what he's done and more some. So,
Garrett Riley and Tyler Grisham join us here on the program. I want to ask both of you guys about Tristan Smith, because there's clearly a body type and a skill set that maybe there hasn't been around here in at least, you know, the last 3-4 years. But I'm curious – a lot of the things that Coach Sweeney said, and even Garrett, I know you talked about it some, about the way that his work ethic and his hunger and his appreciation for being here has rubbed off on his teammates. What has that been like from your perspective? I'll ask you first, Chris, and then Coach Riley, I'll ask you about that too. Just as we've gone through, and just the addition of that type of perspective, which cannot be easy to find when you're trying to go after kids, especially a kid that's older, that's played college, that you don't know very well.
Yeah, I mean, he cried when he got the offer, right? He was on a visit, and he's been able to speak with me one-on-one, right? Like, connecting with him, getting a story, being able to share my story, right, and connect at that level. It's unbelievable what he's overcome to get to where he's at today. Is really, really special. And then kind of in a group setting with our guys, he has spoken up, you know, and be able to share, okay, here's my experience through JUCO. Like, this is what I went through, right? This is the norm then, right? And then to kind of share a little bit about his journey at CMO, and then to be here and to be appreciative of just, wow, look at these resources. Look at the beauty. Like, guys, you don't understand how good we have it, you know? And so he talks about it. He's able to share that. But also, his energy is incredible. Like, he's just so happy and thankful to be here. He puts the work in. I just was watching those guys from my balcony to do some sprints, and he's out near the front. Like, you know, and those long strides, you know what I'm saying? And so he is putting the work in and just thankful for his opportunity. And, you know, he's eager to also, you know, go make some plays for us this fall, you know. And so it's been great for the room. I think the guys have really taken to him. He's a leader, and thankful to have him on the squad.
Coach Riley, your thoughts on Tristan and just what that part of him means to your offense?
Yeah, I mean, he brings perspective, right? I mean, that's what he's kind of rubbing off on the rest of that room and our team and, excuse me, offensively. You know, the guys just seeing how he works. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You know, they know his story. They know how he works. They know what it means to him. You know, I mean, you can just feel that from him every single day. And, you know, that's such a quality thing that our other players can kind of be and be exposed to. So he's, you know, skill set and his length and just kind of what he brings to that room. Again, I think just bringing variety to that room is certainly something that he's brought to it. And, you know, I'm excited for him because he's just going to continue to get better and better. And I think, you know, I do think the other last part I'd say about it is I think the other players have respect for him because of his story and kind of credibility that this guy's played, this guy's grinded, he's been productive, like, you know, all of that. They know about him. And so I think they gain respect for him very, very quickly.
Coach Riley, I want to ask you a little bit of personnel-related questions, and with your tight end specifically, different profiles in that room this year and a lot of four-wide looks last year with Brenny kind of lining up as a pseudo-wide receiver at times. How has that game changed with the profile players you have in your tight end room this year, and can we anticipate an increased utilization of 12 personnel with some more blocking-oriented options in that tight end room?
Yeah, I think we'll be versatile. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you want your best players on the field. So if you're 12 all day, well, that means Antonio, Wesco, or TJ's coming off the field.
Right.
So, like, there's a lot of things that go into that. I think we're certainly going to have the ability to. I think that's a very athletic room just as a whole. Like, I think we have really good athletes in that tight end room. So I just think some versatility, having tight ends on the field, but they actually have true speed, you know, is exciting. So I think we're going to be able to get creative and have fun with it. But I think we, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, those guys have to bring some versatility. They have to win their matchups, but they've got to be productive in the run game and blocking schemes and all that stuff that we ask them to do. And I think we got a lot of willing people in that room that can get the job done. So I'm excited to see them grow and really be in there when the lights are on.
And there's a lot of, you know, similarities and parallels you can draw with the tight end room and the running back room, where you have a bevy of options and a bunch of different unique profiles. Talk to me a little bit about your evaluation of what you've got at running back this year.
Yeah, same thing. I mean, I think it's a more dynamic room just all. I think we've got some explosive people. I think we've got some people that can have some natural strengths and passing game and being in space and things like that that maybe we haven't had as a unit since I've been here. So I just think, you know, a lot of opportunity, as we all know. And so I think the fun thing for us is just going to be figuring out, you know, how to rep these guys, how to utilize their strengths the best we can. And, you know, and then at some point, a couple guys are going to have to emerge, right? I mean, some people are going to have to take it over, really depend on for a lot of snaps. And, you know, so we all know it's going to be a huge fall camp and early part of the season for that room.
Backup quarterback is a very popular – I mean, you can imagine, among our listeners, they want to know about CV. And we get questions all the time about CV. And listen, we know that it's a big year for CV to kind of take a step. What's the next thing you want to see from him in the next few weeks to prove an even more reliable option for you?
Yeah, I mean, I just need to see him and everybody. But, I mean, the message to the backup quarterback, whether it's him or Trent Pyramon or whoever, is I just need to see you get better. Like, I just need to see your game elevate. And so if that happens, we're going to keep chipping away at where you need to be when your moment comes. And so from preparation to actual execution out on the practice field, whenever you get reps, you know, in a scrimmage or game or whatever it may be, you got to be ready. And so, you know, I just think from a consistency level, that's where we're headed with CV, specifically answering your question. And I definitely saw some this spring. You know, I did. I mean, I saw the game start to slow down for him a little bit from a just communication of just getting the play out to knowing where your eyes are, like just the fundamental things that our position requires. You know, a lot of that stuff is slowing down for him. So I'm certainly excited to see, you know, from his growth this summer and as we go into fall camp of seeing where he's at. So definitely excited about him.
Give me a name, somebody that, as you're sort of putting the pieces together, that you kind of after the spring were like, we got to figure out how to get this guy the ball. We got to figure out what to do with this guy. Because like a lot – the reason
there's not just one.
Well, I was going to say, there's a lot of names that everybody knows. You know, and maybe that's the answer, is that all the names that we know are going to get the ball, but is there somebody like in the weeds that you're like, wait for this guy to get a shot?
I mean, just kind of hitting on some of the quote-unquote unproven guys so far is in the tight end and running back room, right? It's just where we're a little younger and replacing people. So, you know, I think, you know, a number of those tight ends made some plays that it wasn't just like a wide-open play. Like, they created some plays this spring that was encouraging. You know, I can think of a couple Christian Bentoncourt made and Josh Sapp made, you know, this spring. And then from a running back standpoint, you know, don't forget about Jarvis Green. I mean, the guy, you know, scores in the Texas in the playoff game, and he just kind of has some natural instinct to him that I think he's got some playmaker ability to him. So, you know, I mean, just kind of a couple, like I said, quote-unquote unproven guys so far, you know, that I made some plays that really flashed to me this spring.
Let me ask you a broader offensive question. Is there something – I mean, we talked a lot about the explosive plays that you guys were able to generate last year, and that was a big emphasis this time last year. Is there a point of emphasis with, hey, we got to – like from a statistical standpoint or look standpoint, we got to clean this up and reach another level this year if we want to elevate as an offense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've got really three or four things that we try and really hone it down to make it simple for our players. I mean, we coaches know every stat and everything imaginable, right? I mean, it's our job. It's what we live and breathe every day. These guys are kids. So what's most important for them that we can really attack and they can process and we can emphasize with them? You know, we've got our three or four things. Not much of it is, like, statistical, really. It's more of, hey, if we just get this much better, if we make this little increment of improvement, this is where we'll be, and this is what can happen if we do that. And so I think it's just kind of the presentation of that with our guys. It's really the same as we took last year. You know, explosive plays was one of them, as you mentioned. You know, so we certainly have that going into this year, what we have identified, what we really need to improve on or just make a little bit better or whatever. You know, and our guys are going to really get that hammered to them here as we get to fall camp.
Time for a couple more with these guys. I want to ask you about going against Coach Allen every day.
Yeah.
I think one of the funniest things is listen to coordinators talk about going against each other in practice every day. So what is it like working with him and then sort of matching wits with him at practice?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big reason why you come to Clemson is same thing as coaches. You know, I mean, for me, not being from here and played here and all that stuff, I mean, a big draw is to go against that side of the ball every single day in practice, whether you're a player or a coach. And so that's been fun my entire time since I've been here, all right, going against the defensive staff. It's been a blast and challenging, and it's a freaking bloodbath every day, it feels like. So been great going against Coach Allen and his staff over there. I feel like a lot of great back and forth and competition throughout the spring, and know it will only get better and better as we get into fall camp and his side of the ball gets more comfortable with, you know, what they're doing and some of the newness. I mean, intense, obviously. You know, I'd be willing, but I probably don't want to wrestle him. But I would certainly be willing. All right, I want to put that on record.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you saying if the time came.
Yeah, it could happen. You know, but yeah, it's been awesome. It's been challenging for us, and I think that's always the fun thing with this dynamic in our sport is, you know, based on what you go against every single day, you kind of adapt your identity from that a little bit. You know, I mean, when I was at TCU, our defensive staff, they were drop eight, double cloud, as football guys call it, you know, all this drop eight stuff, like that was their base. So, I mean, that's kind of what we became a little bit offensively of, you know, you kind of adapt a little bit to what you face every day. And so that's been fun to just kind of see that with Coach Allen's philosophy and what they do on that side of the ball. So it's been fun.
All right, last question for you, Grish. I'm curious. It feels like the wide receiver room's been young for like 5 years, and you've had to rely on freshmen. This year, it feels like, I mean, knock on wood, it feels like you're not going to have to do that. So is there a different type of messaging? Are there different things you're able to focus on because all these guys have been coached by you before and you're not bringing guys along for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, I think the guys, we gained a lot of confidence, right, over the course of last season. Okay, so we had a great fall camp. I mean, our hope is we have another great fall camp this year. But, man, you got to go do it. I think last year, heading into the season, we hadn't really done it with that group. Hadn't really performed on the field game setting yet. Well, this same group's back. We've done that, right? And so I think, like, the guys know the standard. I think the guys, they know the expectations. And they know the work required. And so for me, it's keeping it simple and standing on your work. Like, I mean, I'm not going to have to be pulling teeth. I'm really not, you know. And if I am, that's a problem, and I'll make it. I'll get it right quickly. Like, but man, I'm excited about being able to go into a fall knowing I've got guys I can count on. We don't have as many question marks as we had, you know. And so the messaging is simple, man. It's listen, we're gonna stand on our work, man. We know we have in this room, but man, like, there's a lot of talking. This is the time of the year for talking. Sure, through social media and all this stuff, our guys have access to what's being said about them and rankings of receiver rooms, et cetera. It really doesn't matter, right? Like, you have to go do it, you know. And I can't go into – Coach Riley said earlier here in the segment, like, Coach Sweeney, you better believe he knows we're getting talked about. All right, well, we've had a target on our back for many years, whether it be, all right, we suck, we're not very good, we're not going to last, or, hey, you're the number one team in the country. The target changes, but there's a target. And so for us, man, it's more of the same and just being able to put the work in and, you know, be our best, man. Very simple.
Outstanding. Coach Riley, Coach Grisham, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck, and can't wait to see what you guys are cooking up for August 30th.
All right, man. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate it, guys.